you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Monday edition of the Coach's Corner. We're going to talk some soccer. Big couple of weeks coming up for Emory High School. As it sits right now, the Spartans are in the driver's seat for the Region 15 Championship. They control their own destiny. They'll go toe-to-toe with South Sevier tomorrow. That's a team that they did defeat 5-0 just a couple of weeks ago, and that'll set up an epic rematch with Grand, a game that they lost 1-0. Joining us right now to talk about a big week, a big couple of weeks, we have Coach Troy Winter over the phone right now. Coach, a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, too, Jordan. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks since we've talked to you, Coach. We get down to the final five games of the regular season. The important thing to note is Emory is 4-1-1 in Region 15 play. That puts the Spartans at the top of the Region 15 division, but it's such a tight race between Manti Grand and North Sampede. In fact, at this stage of the game, one game separates first to fourth. That's some entertaining soccer.
Yeah, it's some high-pressure soccer for each one of us, and every game counts, every game.
What have you learned, Coach, about the region and some of the competition, as well as your team as a whole, now that we are this late in the year?
You know, I basically, that we're all pretty even. You know, each one of us have, you know, a very good soccer team. We all play soccer very well. There's some highs and some lows for each one of the teams, either injuries or ineligibility or, you know, whatever goes on. But this late in the season, everybody's pretty much to full strength. And playing really well right now.
Well, with that being said, we can talk about the way this team has played as of late, Coach. You guys have won three straight, haven't lost since March 13th, and that loss was a 1-0 shutout to Grand, and we can talk about that because it has turned out to be quite the costly loss. Yet at the same time, since March 15th, it's been over a month since you guys have suffered a loss. That's impressive in itself.
You know, it is. It's actually, when you put you know, numbers together and look at it on paper and stuff, you know, the soccer team really has performed well against each one of the teams that we play. Their level of play and their level of intensity for each game has been, you know, has been really good. There's a few things that we need to improve on. We make adjustments on a regular basis, and we get them improvements. And as a coach, I'm really proud of the, you know, the team for doing that.
Yeah, over the last three games, Coach, a 5-0 victory over South Sevier, 2-1 win over Richfield, 1-0 win over North Sampede. That's 8-1 soccer in three consecutive region games. And I guess it could be somewhat telling for what lies ahead, because tomorrow it'll be a matchup with South Sevier on the road. So it's a team that we are fairly familiar with here recently.
Correct. Yep. We just played them here a couple weeks ago. A team, again, that, you know, their program, you know, has taken a couple bumps and bruises. But it's a team that we can't overlook. They could absolutely show up and have a chip on their shoulder, and we could be looking ahead to the next game and get shocked and surprised. So we have to show up and play, for sure.
Is that hard to make sure you relay that to the team? Because you did just beat them 5-0. Right now you guys are the top team in the region. Regardless, these are kids. These are teenage kids. Is it hard to relay that message to them?
You know, I think it's easy to relay it, but it's hard for them to sink it in and realize how important it is. As we have, you know, different conversations, you know, with them, you know, I really stress it. You know, we play today's, you know, practice and tomorrow's game. You know, we're not looking ahead to, you know, to any other teams other than today's practice and tomorrow's game, theoretically. But, you know, a lot of times when you beat a team 5-0, you think, oh, you know, we should be able to go in and handle them pretty good. It's a challenge as a coach, for sure.
I mentioned, Coach, 8-1 over the last three games. Taven has obviously been great for you guys at goalie. But with that being said, what are some of the other elements that have helped you guys give up one goal in three games?
You know, our defense is actually is surprisingly strong this year. We lost a lot of starters last year on the defensive end of the field, and we were struggling to figure out who he was going to plug into them positions. As we plugged them in, you know, they've all actually worked really, really well. They played really, really hard. You know, one of the surprises is Gage Mangum. He's over from the town of Emory. Plays quality soccer. You know, has played at a different level before, in a different town, and has been a pleasant surprise for us, actually.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Troy Winter of the Emory High School soccer squad. Coach, next three games, South Sevier, Grand, and Manti. Those are huge games when you take a look at it on paper because, again, as I mentioned, one loss could send you all the way down to number four in this region, which is just absolutely insane. As far as Grand and Manti go, where do you guys stack up with these squads? You beat Manti, you lost to Grand, and I remember when we talked about the Grand game, you just weren't really happy with the way the team has performed. You say you guys are close, but, I mean, on paper, do you feel that you guys have the edge against both of these teams?
You know, I feel like we have a little bit of an edge, you know, as far as personnel, athlete to athlete or player to player, you know, I feel like we have a little bit of an edge. That the key element, you know, which with all of our remaining games, but those two specifically, is we have to show up and play. Really, I think we have the potential and the opportunity to come out and beat Grand and then go give Manti a really, really good game. If not, be able to, you know, defeat them as well, too. I'm really confident in our ability if we'll show up and play, you know, at them games. I think we can pull off a win against both teams.
We'll talk about the offense here for a second, Coach. I know in one of your recent wins, one of the 1-0 wins, it was Tannen Allred that scored the lone goal in this contest. Between Tannen and between Parker Sermon, again, these seem to be the two most potent weapons you guys have offensively.
You know, they are. They put themselves in the right place at the right time. They're both of them are, you know, basically 4-year players. You know, they've started, you know, over the last 4 years and, you know, seniors this year. And so, you know, captains of the team as well, too. You know, there's quite a load on their shoulders. And, you know, at any given time, each one of them, you know, steps up, performs, and, you know, does what's needed to, you know, to get a win for us. So it's really, really comforting to know that they're on the field for us right now.
Normally, Coach, when we're talking fall or winter sports and we get down to the final 2 weeks of the regular season, I have to ask the coaches about fatigue, but you and I were joking off of the air that the spring sports season is so short. I mean, there's just not a lot of time. Fatigue, does it ever become a problem in a spring sports season?
We haven't noticed it for our team, you know, to be honest with you. We've noticed it with a few other teams, which has been surprising to me, but Our boys really understand the importance of being conditioned, you know, and how important it is. You know, we've got a lot of runners on the team as well, too, that you know, take part cross-country. They take part in swim and a couple basketball players as well, too. But they just know through the winter that it's time to buckle down and to be in shape because, you know, like you just mentioned, you know, it's here and then it's gone. You know, we've got, you know, 8 weeks or 10 weeks to get it all in and done.
Coach, I do want to jump ahead and talk a little bit about the game on Thursday, not to overlook South Sevier, but again, it's a home contest against Grand, and it's at that point, it will be the biggest game of the year because Grand did beat you guys 1-0. Looking over Grand, I mean, they suffered a loss to North St. Pete. They suffered a loss to Manti. Well, that being said, you guys have one blemish right now, and it is 2 Grand. I mean, you guys managed to get by North St. Pete not once but twice, finishing with a tie and then getting a victory. So for this game against Grand on Thursday, I mean, this is a monumental game.
Yeah, absolutely is. It's a very big game, and you know, I think we've talked about it a couple times. You know, again, not looking forward past South Sevier 2 Grand, but, you know, just talking as far as a region crown, you know, that's our boys' goal and, you know, team goal, and Grand's going to be, you know, the next step, the steps in our way because of that loss, you know, in Moab when we played them.
And, again, having Grand on Thursday, this is something else that I'm sure you've thought about. It'd probably be better to play Grand tomorrow, right, rather than South Sevier? So you're not looking past an opponent to get to that game against Grand because the kids know how big it is.
Right, right. They absolutely do. I'd much rather be playing them tomorrow instead of Thursday. But, you know, we'll go in and, you know, we'll take the game against South Sevier, you know, take it to heart and go out and play good soccer and come back Wednesday and prepare for Grand on Thursday. You know, and that's kind of the message that I'm gonna, you know, portray to the boys, to the team, and make sure they understand how important, you know, Tuesday's game is, and then, like you said, how monumental Thursday's game will be.
Coach, I don't know how much insight you can give me on this next question, but I am fairly familiar with Region 14. It's Region 13 that I'm not too familiar with. I know we did play Morgan earlier on in the season, but outside of that, I mean, Judge Memorial's at 5-0, Summit Academy's at 2-1, Morgan at 2-2-1. So, I mean, all in all, when you look at the competition in Region 13, what do you know about it, and how do the two regions, 14 and 15, stack up with it?
I think Region 13, having a couple of them private schools in there, they, you know, I hate to say that they have a little bit of an advantage, but, you know, I feel that they have a little bit of an advantage, you know, in the quality of soccer players that they can produce, and their, locality, as far as being a little bit closer to the city. But I'm confident that we can show up and we can compete against any one of the teams any given day. We faced Morgan earlier in the year. They handled us fairly well. It was the second of two games that day. But I really honestly feel if we were to face them again, it would be a different game for us and for them.
Well, Coach, it's great to get you back on the show. Great to get some insight on the team. Thank you very much for the time today. Best of luck against South Sevier and Grand, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
That'll be awesome. I appreciate it, Jordan. Thank you, and you guys have a great day, too.
Thank you, Coach. Troy Winter of the Emory Spartan Soccer Squad. Again, they'll return to the field tomorrow to take on South Sevier. We've got a break for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to move over to the national scene. We'll talk NBA playoff basketball. Yesterday, the Utah Jazz, they fell short of the Oklahoma City Thunder right here on KOAL. We're going to bring in James Holas. Haven't talked to James in a while. I'm excited to get James back on the show to get his thoughts. That's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.